Mardik, Shtickle, Tyre here, that she was explaining. So we began with the Kasha, when the Ar was put into Geniza, so it was said in such a way that Yeshua HaMelech said to Levim, Einoid Masa Bekasa, we're not going to any more carry, it's going to be put in such a way in Geniza. So the Rashid was asking, what's that? Why is that? That means the whole Mahus of Yahar is that it's carried in such a way. That's the whole Mahus of Yahar. So he went to explain to the team of Dragas, not that it's late, I have to try to get the sun for a little bit. But he was telling us that the two Dargas of Talmud Torah, there's the Darga of Yishnantam of Anacha, of teaching your children, which the Ikimets of Talmud Torah. And then we have this thing of Kamalamis, Ben Benai Torah, is Kilu Kibbun Asinai. Ben Benai, where you learn that from it, by Dat Mavach, Ulav Nei Venach, Yerma Shamat Lufnei, Shamakecha B'chayim. So Rashi was developing a Merdiki aside, that there's the Indian of Torah, there are two ways of learning Torah. One is Mesoris Atar, and the other one is Re'iyas, Atam Re'is, that Bechim is Atam Re'is. The whole Indian there are certain things where we're trying to duplicate on some level what happened in Maimon Har Sinai. So we learn, for instance, the Nasi is always in place of Moshe Rabbeinu. And we learn that when they need the teaching Ben Benai Torah, it's the Kibbutz Har Sinai. Why? Because all of the Dairies after Har Sinai, their Torah is a Bechina of Messiah. We have a Messiah, generation after generation. Just like you have in the human body, you have that everything comes from the Reich and it goes all the way down, but it comes down from the eyes, and the eyes, and it's receiving messages from the eyes. But the beginning of the whole thing is Atam Re'isim. So the closer we get back to Har Sinai, to the Ben Benai, the Zayda, you learn with the Zayda, so then it's a Bechina of Kam Lamed, it's Ben Benai, Ki Ilu Kib on the Har Sinai. It's a different madrega of Atam Re'isim. Atam Re'isim. You're plugging in to a different madrega of Talmud Torah and Kabbalah Torah, which is Ki'ilu Kibla, it's Atam Re'isim, which we were talking about the Arichas last week, and that's what we're up to Ois Ches. V'yinei kol haTorah kula hi Sefer HaBris. The whole Torah is called Sefer HaBris. V'afal pichein, konul han asar sadivrus shem bris la'atzma. Even though the whole Torah is called Sefer HaBris, we see that the Aser HaDibris have their own Shem Bris. The Aser HaDibris, the Luchas are called Bris. Kamei Shu'omer V'yayi Lechem as Brisai, as Aser HaDibris. U'mitzad Zeh, Yam HaLuchas Nekroim Heim Luchas HaBris. So it's interesting. The whole Torah is called Sefer HaBris, but the Frat, specifically, the Luchas and the Aser HaDibris are called Bris. Brisai, the Yagat is Brisai. Luchas HaBris. Ubal Karpa. I'm sorry. Uvetshuta Nirem. The Bris HaSeres HaDibris, and his Dahis, he, in Bris HaLuchas, Ubal Karpa, Shal Goyva, Shal Bris Claudius HaTaira, Nichbis Sa'ai Bris HaSeres HaDibris. What it seems like is that we have one level of Bris HaTaira, the whole Taira is a Bris. And on top of that, there's another level that's called the bris of the Aser HaDibris. And you need to understand what that means. What's the bris of the Aser HaDibris? Vinyan zeh shel bris al gabi bris. Tan hasbara. This double level bris needs to be explained. Shei ein bris mibli haftacha. A bris always means that there's a commitment, right? A bris means there's a promise, there's a commitment. That's what a bris is. U bris haftar yesh b'haftacha mishnei etzadim. Whenever you have a bris, and they have a bris, and these are both sides promise to each other, they make a commitment to each other. It means that the bris of Torah has a commitment from both sides. We understand, Shmir Sotar Mitzad HaMakabel, Mitzi Deinu, we've committed ourselves to living as Jews. That's our end of the deal. That's our end of the bris. We're committed to live as Jews. U'b'chiris Am Yisrael Mitzad HaNaisim, and from the side of the Chassan, the Baruch Shalom, so he made a commitment, the Baruch Shalom made a commitment, that what? That he's going to take us as his people, Mitzad HaNaisim, that Mitzad HaNaisim is the Bechir of Am Yisrael, that we were taken as his people. Vim Kain, with all the rights and privileges, and of course challenges and difficulties and concerns that come with that, but he's taken us as his people. Vim Kain, Mahi Haftocha HaMesuyamis HaMuchedis L'Eisav Bris HaShniyah Shol Ser Shadibris Shenechusa Al Gaba Shol Bris Kol Lisa Torah. Okay, we understand that there's a bris, the whole Torah is a bris, and there's, and means that both sides are committed to each other. We're committed to the Roshan's Torah to keep the mitzvahs, and the Roshan's committed to keep us as his people. And that's as far as the bris of Torah. So what's the bris of the Asas HaDibros? What's the special bris of the Asas HaDibros? Elo Shehem HaNadvar. Now we understand. Bris Shal Asas HaDibros. He had bris Shal Maimed HaSinai. It's a separate bris of Maimed HaSinai. In Lomdis of Yoshebe has a Mordekah piece in the new Harry Kedem. Did you ever see the Sefer Harry Kedem? They put out. You've seen it? Yes. You saw it? Yeah, they put out Rabbi Shurkin put out Terrorism of Yeshiva. It's the second Chavit came out. I was just learning he has a Torah here in Halach and the Rambam. He lives in the Rambam and the Rambam. This whole thing really connects so much to all the learning. Lomdus, he has a beautiful shtetl. Erechos Tam Torah, the Rambam here looks at the Yukim to show Mamash what we're talking about here.
This is the bris of Maimed HaSinai or the bris at Maimed HaSinai? What's Rashi
saying? It's a shell, that's what it is. Let's see a little bit later, it becomes clear. That question. Let's see. So he says, there's a bris of Maimed HaSinai. What does that mean? Maimed HaSinai hu habris shal b'chinas atem ve'isim ki men ha'shamayim dibarati imach. There are two levels of the bris. There's the bris of the Messiahs, that for thousands of years from parents to children, we're keeping what our parents told us. We're keeping our end of the deal. We're trying to keep out the Messiahs. That's the Messiahs, the bris of the Messiahs. So what's the bris of the Luchas? What's the bris of Maimed HaSinai? It's that bris that we were learning about last week, which is the bris of Atem Isim. It's a different intensity, it's a different level of the connection to Hashem's Baruch. It's that where we're trying to constantly, not just to be observant Jews who have received the Messiah, but we're trying to constantly aspire to reliving and being part of it. There's a difference. Atem Isim came in Hashem and Yibarakimah. Like every bris, it must be that there's a commitment from both sides. What's our end of the deal when it comes to this bris of Maimed HaSinai? He ha'avtocha shelima Torah shalomi is kind of mahalach shel kinesinos. That's our promise, that not only are we going to receive the Torah from our parents and our Zaydis that we're going to receive the Torah, but we are committed to keeping the Torah on such a madrega, which is what? Kinnisinosa. Kinnisinosa means the way that it was given. With those halachas that we spoke about last week, that there are special halachas and special dinim of kinnisinosa. There's special halachas and special dinim of kinnisinosa. Right, Bereses Bezeya, the aim of the year, that when we learn Torah, it's Bereses Bezeya, and we are not only Mekabalei HaTorah Derech HaMeseres, but we're trying to live the life of the Torah, which is Atem Reisim. Climate Talmud Torah Shalani is kind of Torah is Amtsus Lehiz Damais Ba'ayfa Shal Halimud La'ayfa Ha'ayfa Shal Halimud Shalanu B'mayim HaSinai. That means our end of the deal is not only are we going to be Jews that keep the Messiah, but we're going to be Jews that are so connected to our Sinai, that are so much a part, even now, of Atem Reisim, that our Yiddishkeit is going to be on fire. It's going to be a Yiddishkeit that's passionate. It's going to be a Yiddishkeit that's not an old thing that was just handed down from over the generations. It's going to be a Yiddishkeit that is Atem Reisim Yiddishkeit. With all that means, an Atem Reisim Yiddishkeit is totally different than just something that I received in a Messiah. Hadimui has, that's what we're going to keep. Hadimui hazeh yakif kamev kamenyan. This way of, this aspect of the bris, of the Aseres HaDibros, a bris of Atem Reisim, includes in it a number of things which we learned. One, Kigon ha'ema, ha'yira, ha'reshes v'azeh, which we know affects halacha as well, which we learned with Teresh Ben, going to the mikveh, Tehillas Ezra, and so on, which we spoke about in the other mayim. But that the learning takes place with what? You don't sit back on the chair with a toothpick scratching your head and saying, Yechal Tazoi, Rashi holds like it, it doesn't hold like me. When you learn Torah b'aim of a year, b'reses of the Zayah, because that's a Torah that's what? Ki'ilu kiblu mehasinai. That's a Torah that's not just an Alta Maisa. That's Atam Reisim. That's a Torah where you feel that the Baruch Shalom is still, it's still the thunder, it's still the lightning, it's still the kirtlus of the rock, it's everything is still happening. Ukigan Halimud Leben Benayim. Another number two, when you learn with your grandson, which we learned is a special Madrega of Torah, which there, Rabbi Yosef there is showing in the Rambam. It looks like the Chariz is theory he used. The Rambam to explain because you know there are different dargas of Talmud Torah. He brought a very well known mice that there was in Brisk by his grandfather Reb Chaim, that there was a certain father and son that they only had enough money to hire one Malamud. Father and son. So Kashis in the Rambam is that you're Kaidim Lubinah. You come, your Chiyuv Talmud Torah comes before your son. And yet Reb Chaim said that Reb Chaim Paskin the Malamud should be for the son, not for the father. They couldn't do both together, it was two different types of learning. So it should be for the son. So Yoshebeer was in this whole thing, he explained that the Pshak of they asked Reb Chaim, what about the Rambam of the Gemara, that Benoi, after Kaidim Lebenoi, who Kaidim Lebenoi? You come before your kid. So Reb Chaim said like this. Reb Chaim said that I know the father, I know the son. The father does not have the kaiches to give over Yiddishkeit, to give over the Torah he's learning, to give it over to the children and to the grandchildren. He doesn't have the ability to do it. He doesn't know how to communicate. He's not. The son is a gewaldig kaiches dibur, and he's a good melamed. He'll give it over to his children and to the grandchildren. So Reb Chaim was machriya that in Hilchos Talmud Torah there are two dinim. Rabbi Yosef explained. There's the din of regular dinim of who comes first, you and then your kid and so on, and then there's the darga of then there's the din of hadatul v'nacha ulev neivanach, which is what the continuity of Torah from Har Sinai. And since he said that the father does not have to do that, but the kid will be able to be mamshech the shalshalos of amuna. So the bishop has a whole Marachet and Halachet to show all that you can remember the Ramban is
Kavala. So he sacrifices his own for the sake of company.
Yeah, because there's a higher Madreg of Ki'ilu Kibla Mihasina, and the father's incapable of that. The father's capable of learning himself, which is a din, which is an Hilchos Talmud Torah. But Rav Yosef there shows in the Rambam and the Ramban that besides that, and what the Rashi is saying is that there's a separate thing, because it all began, Rav Yosef began the question, what's the thing with Kol HaMalamed is Ben Benoi Ki'ilu Kibla Mihasina? What do you mean? In halacha, teaching your kid is more chashuv than teaching your grandson. What does that mean? So why is it that the grandson says, Kiblu Meher Sinai? So he says the same thing that Rashi says, but he says it more in the lashon of halacha, but he says that Rabbi Shabbat, is that there's an Indian of Talmud Torah as a mitzvah pratis, as a regular mitzvah of all Tag mitzvahs to learn Torah. And then there's what? There's the mitzvah of Mesivas Ha'emun, Emunas Yisrael, of giving over Yiddishkeit to future generations. And he explained his grandfather's psalm based upon this whole thing of learning there. So this second Indian is what? Is a din of Limud Leben Benoi. And then the third thing we learned was, Hamadis Nasi Pateris Mamali Mokum Shomoshu Rabbeinu. Those amazing extra words of the Rambam where he says that every Nasi of the head of the Sanhedrin is the Mamali Mokum of Moshe Rabbeinu. And we learned last week that Rashi said, what's that? So who cares? Since when is the Rambam telling us the history of Moshe Rabbeinu? Because we have to understand that chain, that link, that the Nasi is going back to Moshe Rabbeinu, it's that Bechin of Kilu Kibla Mehar Sinai. Atam Reis. Bechadoy. Zuhi Abris, Shol Seres Adibris Mitzad HaMakabal. That is Mitzad HaMakabal. We are going to do whatever we can to be like our grandparents and great-grandparents, that our Yiddishkeit should be a Yiddishkeit, it's a Yiddishkeit of Atam Reisam. Not just an alter ma'isa, not trying to make up a new amsos like I was screaming about last week, you know, the Svaradi Tahavar and all these other things to make up new ideas in Yiddishkeit, but our avoid is to try as much as possible to connect to the earlier dairies and Atam Reisam, Kibu Kibu Me'asina. Shekein Rak al-Aisa Shah, Shabol Labandu, Saser Sadibris, Nemelano Atam Reisam. That's how we receive, when we receive the Luchas, the Aser Sadibris, there it says Atam Reisam. So this whole din that you're learning of Torah should be the way that it was given. That's how you learn Torah. You learn it now as it was given then. Where do we learn that from? Nafkulan mismichas aksuvim shel vahidatam levanecha ulevnei vanecha. There you shall tell your children and your grandchildren. And it's right next to the pasuk, la kosuv, that's the end of the pasuk. Yom Hashem Marta Lefnei Hashem Elokecha Bechayv, the day that you stood and asked to recover the plan. The day of the Aseres HaDibros. That's the pasuk. Perusha shel hadin v'limud kenesinasa. This din that the limud haTorah should be like the nesinas haTorah, who the limud shel kol haTorah is damel oisah halimud shel aseres haDibros. That whenever we learn Torah, this is the extra level of the bris. There's the bris. The first level is the bris that we're going to be shem haTorah mitzvos. That's the first level of the bris. We're going to be makabel the mitzvah from our grandparents and parents, and we're going to be makabel mitzvahs. But how are we living as Jews? Are we living as bored? As bored recipients of some ancient thing that has very little bearing on our lives and seems like it's some outdated, old, irrelevant document? Or is our Yiddishkeit going to be a vibrant Yiddishkeit of what? Of Atem Reisan Yiddishkeit. A Yiddishkeit of Atem Reisan? That's Limuda Kenesinasa. That's the second level of the bris, which is called the bris of the Aseres HaDibros. But the Limud shall call a Torah, whenever we learn Torah, it's going to be La'isa HaLim shall say this. But if the Limud Kenesinasa, Hu teichnes shel habris hamiyuchedes la'aseres hadibros. That's the special bris. Now the shekol zeh mitzad ha'makab. So we're only talking about mitzad ha'kala. That's us, right? Mitzad ha'makab. Shekei ha'makab nichnes bebris shomayim hasine b'haftocha. Shekol limud yiskayim ha'isa ha'mahalach shbo yiskayim mayim hasine. That's our commitment. We still need to clarify. What's the Chassam's commitment? Extra commitment. What's the Baruch Shalom's extra level of commitment? Now that we see that he expects this of us, this kind of a Yiddishkeit, this kind of Atem Reisim Torah of the Bris of the Aseres HaDibros, and what is he putting into the deal, the Baruch Shalom? Shnayim yud. Shnayim hem makaris lebriras kiyum shel Torah b'yadein. We have two makaris that tell us the certainty of the nitzchias of how the Torah is going to go on forever. Hamakor ha'echad mufurishu b'Torah ba'amar ki lois yishakach mipi zara. The first pasuk in Torah is ki lois yishakach mipi zara. The Baruch Shalom says, I am promising you that if you keep the bris that way, Atem Reisan, I'm promising you, Yitzidi, no matter what's going to fall upon you in Golos, I'm promising you that what? It's not going to be forgotten. It's not going to be forgotten. You'll hold on. V'hamakar ha'sheni, yom mefurish b'nevua. The second is in the Navi. V'ani zayis brisi ha'isam. Ruchi asher lecha, udvarai asher shanti b'ficha. My spirit that's upon you and the words that I placed in your mouth. Doesn't just say the children. It says, like you saw in the Shalos Tefillah today. It had in parentheses, some of them put with it, it says, so, shtei haftochas alolo oilus hein bad bevad, and shtei hachoyvis shenemru, biyachas hemshach haterbun dairus. This, two haftochas, these two promises, ki lo sheshakach mi pizara, and li emush mi picha mi pizaracha, this bris. This is the product of the two chayvis that have been said in regard to the hemshach, the promise that the Torah will be nimshach, that will continue through the generations. Ha-posik ha-echad ha-oisik behemshach ha-terbun dairus. There's one level of Talmud Torah that means learning with your kid. Where there it says, L'matam oisim is b'neich. That's still not the regular din of Talmud Torah to learn with your kid. That's one pasuk. In the midst of Talmud Torah. That pasuk is showing how oisim behemshach ha-Talmud Torah. The second pasuk was talking about the continuation of Torah throughout all generations. We learn that from. V'haydatam l'v'necha u'l'v'nei v'necha. Right? That talks about grandchildren. The pasuk harishon shel hemshach haTorah l'dayros when nisker l'hador harish. In the first pasuk, it only says v'shinatam l'vanach, the first generation, your kids. Yilo pasuk hasheni nimshach hakav at hador hasheni. In the second pasuk in the Navi, it goes vayter to the grandchildren. Right? Reized b'mishkal echad v'psuki haftocha shel hemshach kiyuma shel Torah l'dayros. The haftocha harishon when nisker l'hador harish. In the first promise of Kila Shaka, it's only the first generation that's promised. That's the first bris. That's the bris of what? The bris of being Jew. The bris of keeping the Messiah of Yiddishkeit. But that's Hashem's end of the deal. But v'ilu b'havtoch ha'shniyah. But the second promise of what lo yomush mipicha mipizera zaracha the enik lab, that already goes on v'hadachon v'vanacha ulav ne'vanacha. That's already the bris of what Maimon Hasina. V'ilu b'havtoch ha'shniyah nimshuch hakav ad hador hasheni. Umikaven shin nizbara b'gemara the hach the nizkhu b'nei bonu b'posit v'hadachon. So we learned from the Gemara that the reason that the pasuk of Hadatim of Bnei Bonim is right next to the pasuk of what of Yomer Hashem Apof Nayach Hashem Akech B'Chayir, we learned that that's a special level, a new level of Torah that's called Atam Reisim, the Torah of what of Mamish feeling that you had Har Sinai, of living, of reliving Maimon Har Sinai, that kind of Torah. Yimela after Tzuki Haftoch Anu Damim Kain the Hach Haftoch. Hamur posik leisheshokach mipizaro. That haftocha that it won't be forgotten from your children. Oisekis b'haftochas kiim klolis ater b'Yisrael. That's talking in general the promise that what that the Jewish people will be able to learn Torah with their children, to give over Yiddishkeit to their children. But we're not satisfied with just giving Yiddishkeit to our children. That's why we said also in today's tefillah that should be a year of pnimis. It should be an ahava pnimis, and it should be able to go over. The zara zari ad oila, that all of our doors should be Jews that are cemetery mitzvahs. For that to happen, you have to have a Yiddishkeit that's a fire to Yiddishkeit. You have to have a Yiddishkeit that's warm. You have to have a Yiddishkeit that's real. You have to have a Yiddishkeit that's hot and recent. You have to have a connection to the zaydis, to the bobbies. You have to have that kind of a Yiddishkeit that you're trying to bring into the present. That type of a Yiddishkeit. That's already going to be like tocha amur b'posik loyamushu and picha pizarachim pizera zarachim. That should go all the way through all generations. I say, "Kasi b'artochas kiyam atorah b'Yisrael, the dargas torah the maimon hasina." That's the second level of the bris. That's the torah that's being that we agreed to keep a level of torah that's called kidnas sinasa misina, the way that it was at hasina. And Hashem is brought from His side. It says not only will there be Yiddishkeit for your children, but there'll be Yiddishkeit for the enikuch and by the until sof kol hadoros. I'm going to help you. You'll be okay until sof kol hadoros. It's an unbelievable Yisrael, this whole Torah here. Umatzonu b'kan inyonu shel haftocha b'bris and says hadibris misaf hanois nisbarach shemo. That's Hashem's part of the deal. I'll take care of you. If you keep Yiddishkeit, if you teach Torah in such a madrega of hatam reisim, of maimon hasina, ki'ilu kimlo, I'm going to take care of your family at sof kol hadoros. Hatam reisim.
Where's the give and take? Not that there should be, but it's mashu from the shaila that Kala gives one thing, the chasen gives another thing.
Yeah.
Here the Kala is giving, and the chasen is fortifying it. Is that a give
right.
and take?
So I was thinking about that.
I don't mean Kala Chalila is a fit.
I understand. If you look in the, if you look at some of the zinirs, they have the nusach of the ksuba and shvus and say it's we have a ksuba from the, that's from the Kadmoni, from the Sardin. Mm-hmm. We have a ksuba that we sign. Kiv Yochel, you say Shavuos night by the Suda, and I say Shavuos day also. You ever see what I'm talking about? There's a Tanoim. Oh, never mind. But there's a Tanoim. There's a Tanoim and there's a Ksuba.
That's a Tanoim and there's a Hoyim.
Huh?
No. Between
the Rebbe and the Yeah. You have a sword, it's a beautiful thing. I'm sure you have it in the Machzor. But you have a Shavuos Machzor.
Huh?
Yeah, we say by the table, my father said the table, so we say. There's a whole tanoim, and there's a ksuba that mitzadachosim, ha'omid mitzadachosim, ha'omid mitzadachal. It's unbelievable. And the haftachis, and that he's going to take care of us and give us. It's the same nusach as the regular tanoim. Magid reishadach, it's the whole thing. It's the same nusach. And the Baruch Shalom makes a certain commitment to us, and share ksus, I know, what it means in Avodah Hashem, and about the Baruch Shalom, what he gives us. So you could say that the Bechiris, yeah, it's a similar thing. That the bechira of Klai Yisrael. So, you know, like some people said, you know what? I'd rather not be chosen. You know, don't choose me so much. You know, choose somebody else. Let me tell you, this is what it means to be a yid. But we forget what it means. There are a lot of privileges that come with being a yid. Our lives are unbelievable.
That's what we're not
saying. Right. Our lives are. What's the word? Eilam Haba. Even though Eilam has our lives are filled with meaning, with depth. It's real. We have Netzach Netzachim, the Bereshit were his people in Netzach Netzachim. He'll never switch us to any other people. It doesn't mean that there weren't Jews that died for the sake of Yiddishkeit. That's also part of their tikkun. And everything that we know, everything that happens in the whole world. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. But that's not what he's talking about. He just said Bechiras Yisrael, but all that means is Bechiras Yisrael, which means the good and the bad. But the bad is also good. You know, me ma'isa davin nilma. Ki oisa habris ham yuchedes laseres adibris l'shnei aluchas. He have tocha shaloi tishtakach terim Yisrael ba'isa madrega shal atem yisim. There'll always be Yidden that are living this way of Atam Yisim. It's bonus Yud Beis. It's bonus B'seichem Shal Hinyan. Till Amdenu Ladaz. When we look into the depths of this, we'll understand. Ki Av Al Pidah Shamadrega Shal Atam Yisim is Yechesesi B'meishon Lo'isa Asho Shemam Nasinai. What we're learning is that even though in reality, Lamaisa, the only generation that actually physically experienced Atam Yisim was the ones that stood at Har Sinai. They're the ones that actually Ki'af al pisha madrei Atam Yisim is a chesed Sivim Eishor Mo'isa Hashor Shol Maim Ha'asinai Yikom Akom Nishtayra Mi'oisa Hashor Mikzas Bechines Ri'iya Gam Ladaris. We have learned in this Maimer that something of that Bechina of Atam Yisim remains with us to all generations. That excitement, that hergish, and in Halacha it remains with us. Listen what he says here. The two luchas are the chetza of Riyya. In other words, the bris of Atam Re'isim was said and was made over those stones, over the luchas habris, right? That was the bris of Atam Re'isim. We weren't telling us, but that's the bris of Atam Re'isim. It was on the two luchas. Riyya's haluchas. In other words, we stood there. Our ancestors stood in Har Sinai, and we looked at those things. And the Barishlam and Moshe of Atam Re'isim. Yeah, Atam Re'isim. And that was the Chetzin of Atam Re'isim. The object, the evidence of Atam Re'isim is the Luchas HaBris. That's the Luchas, that's what they called Luchas HaBris. This is the Bris of Atam Re'isim. He bevoyas hari'iyya demam ha'asimah. Contained in those amazing stones, or what? They're the Chetzin of the Atam Re'isim. Contained in those stones is this Bechina of Re'iyas Maimir HaSinai. That was the luchas of risk, which in the ksuba, that's how the chasna takes place. So the kedushas with the two luchas, right? So the version that gave us, that's a chefsa shel ri'iyah shel atam ri'isa. But what of Maimon HaSinai? Hanes shebiksav haluchas. And therefore, since it's a chetza of Maimer HaSinai, the luchas of bris had within themselves nisim taking place, which the letters with the samach and the mem were dangling, and you could read it the same on both sides. It was a chetza of Maimer HaSinai. It was Atam Re'isim. Built into the luchas was Atam Re'isim. When you looked at the luchas, you were living in that place of Maimer HaSinai, when you looked at the luchas. When we say the words Shnei Luchas Abris, there's a double meaning. Hakavana Rishonihi, the Abris Azum Yuchedesi the Madregas Atam Re'isim. The first level of meaning is that the Luchas Abris are telling us that we have this Madrega, this Bris of Atam Re'isim. We pass as Seres Adibris, Acharusais Aleim, because of the 10 Dibris that are engraved on them, in them. That's one kavana. There's a second level of kavana. Ki etzem haluchas em chetz l'shariyah. So besides the fact that the aseret hadibros are engraved in the luchas, the luchas themselves are a chetz of Atam Re'isim. Ki etzem haluchas em chetz l'shariyah. Shehi bevaya eisa hariyah shel Atam Re'isim. It's a reflection. It's a little bit it's a remnant. It's a piece of Atam Re'isim. The luchas themselves, the words that were there, of course, are in that madrega of the bris. But the second point here is that the object, the stones themselves, are a chetz of Atam Re'isim. Why?
Because generally we say my pants.
He said like covered and so on, that's nice. Okay. Good. Tfisazu, the Kedushasa, Shalhaluchas Pesachas Lanoshar. This new understanding of the Kedusha of the Aseres HaDibros, of the Shleiluchas Heaven, this new understanding opens up, first he says, a shar, a gate, Binyon Shal Nisvis Masa Bekasev. Now we go back to the beginning. When they were hiding the Luchas, and the Luchas were being put to the Yeshiyahu HaMelech, told the Levim, they'll hide the Luchas under the Beis HaMikdash. He said, the way he said it was, Ein Lechem Oid Masa Bekasev. He said to the Levim, who are normally carrying these, there's not going to be any more carrying of the Luchas. We have to put them inside, the ground, in Geniza. So we asked at the beginning, that's the whole Luchas Masa Bekasev, carrying it on the shoulders? What does that mean? So he says, now we understand. Shnemer v'din yud, it's a special din. Shemasa zeh yiskayim davke, v'oifen shenoisei ha'oron holchim ponim al ponim davke. Everybody knows that the unique way that the luchas were carried, were transported by the levim, was that they had to be carried on the shoulders, ponim al ponim. The levim carrying on the bottom, and they faced each other. The two sides faced each other, the levim. It's a din d'oraisa, it's a halacha, but it has to be panim al panim. Masa Bekasev. What?
One said
walk backwards.
But they had to be. Sideways. But they both walk sideways.
They have to face each other. So, Dahainu, Mikavin Shivris, Luchais, He Havris, Hamiuchedis, the Madregas, Atem, Re'isam, listen to this. Since the whole bris of the Luchais is the bris of Atem, Re'isam, The tzura of the tiltal had to be in a tzura of atim reisim, of what? Of facing each other, because that's showing how we face the Baruch Shalom. The luchas of the chefs of atim reisim, of what? Of being there, of being in my medicine, of seeing the truth. Down there upon and upon. Very kol atzmo shel hamadrega shel atim reisim. Like the skyma, elamitay masav shalpanim bepanim. Shalpanim bepanim diber Hashem imachem. Panim bepanim diber Hashem imachem. How is the Torah given to us at Maimon Har Sinai? What is the bris of the Luchos? Panim bepanim diber Hashem imachem. We relive that, but Levim always carrying the Luchos, which are the chetz of Katan Reisim, panim bepanim, that they carry the surah of panim. Upon and upon. The way that it was first taught to us. To feel that presence of Hashem looking at us and the excitement that comes with feeling His presence. When this came out, when the Torah Masr, upon and upon, be Hashem, Hashem, the Havain, the Dalai. The Zeru Shetali Yeshiyahu is called Mitzvah Shel Ha'orim, the Mitzvah's Masr, the Kosev. Now we understand why Yeshiyahu HaMelech, when he's describing, when he's talking about the Orin, the whole Mitzvah of the Orin is Masr, the Kosev, carrying them on the shoulder. Shemad was a bitchilus amayim that we spoke about at the beginning. Yeshiyahu HaMelech Amar is devar of Shas Gemiza Sahara. When did Yeshiyahu say this? When was he telling the Levim? He was telling them this at the time when the Chorban was coming and the Luchas Evan had to be hidden into Geniza. V'yayim anu mipiyam shal chachmei emes. And we know from the chachmei emes shekol chetzei hakadusha shenignizu that all of the, you know, when he says Chach Memes, no, that's Rav Kook when he says Chach Memes. So he says, Yegem anu ipiyem shal Chach Memes, shekol chefzei ha-kedusha shenignizu, all chefzei kedusha that were put into Geniza, that were hidden, hoidem heim b'mistarim u'biskasya bingin ha-kedusha ha-miyuchedis ha-hem. Then it doesn't mean, when the Luchas were put into Geniza, it doesn't mean that they were rendered helpless and meaningless. It means that whatever they used to accomplish in a way which was revealed and known and clear and open, they are now doing in a very hidden and mysterious way beneath the ground, in ways that we don't see, in ways that we don't understand. That has a big... That means we've got that in halacha 2 times for now. The Aron Shenignas, Hare Haluchas Shabai, Poilim Heim, Gushas Habris HaMiyuchedis Lahem. That means that underneath the Beis HaMikdash, there are these Luchas that are sitting, and they are still functioning in a hidden way, in that way of the bris of what? Of Atam Re'isim. Even though they're hidden beneath the ground. The Habris HaMiyuchedes Lahem, Hibris HaTayra, Bailas Samadrega Shal Atam Reisa. And the special bris of the Luchos is the bris of Atam Reisim, of being in Hamayim HaSinah, Panim, Bepanim Diva Hashem Yimrachem. Madrega Zum is Galas Yibapoyal Mamish, Vishaskiya Mitzvos, Masa Vakasim. The way that we used to be able to carry that around in time when we had the good fortune of having the Ark with us was what? Was Masa Vakasim. Was when we were carrying it in that way, that was a din, deraisa, that it has to be panim b'panim. Masa b'kasim. She came, ain he nasis, alim t'rech istaklus, shal panim b'panim. And when they came, v'shaz g'niza sa'aron v'halukus. Therefore, we now understand that that moment that it came time to hide the lukus, that now they're going to work in a mysterious way, in the way of Atam Isam, but what? Beneath the ground. So at that time, when it was time for g'niza sa'aron v'halukus, we understand why Yoshio HaMelech would emphasize and bring out this Messias of the Luchas in Ein Lechem Oid Masa B'Kosim. Claimant, Afa Pisha Luchas Yif'adu is Pulosim and Estar and Biskasi. He was saying to Levi, listen, he's saying, I want you to know that even after they're hidden beneath the ground, they're still going to be working for us. They're still going to be part of the bris. Hashem's still committed to us, and we're still committed to them. Even though the luchas are no longer, it's not going to be viskasi hidden. It's going to still help us with this bris of Atam Reisim. Hashem's still committed to us, and we're still committed to him. And Mikomakom, what the Yeshua HaMelech is crying about, together with Levim, he's saying, what's said is, that we're not going to feel that anymore. You guys are not going to be carrying the luchas anymore. Panim b'panim. It's not going to be part of our day-to-day experience. She says, "It's ein oyd masa b'kasim." Yiddishkeit is not going to be carried out with panim b'panim. We're going to have to now be a live with Hashem as well, panim b'panim, even though we don't see him. We're going to have to live in that way, panim b'panim. Come, come, Isa halacha hamoyer v'es ba'al oifik b'shelsim shel haluchas loytis kayin oyd that we can't keep anymore. So you think we have to learn a Torah like that. How come I couldn't think of that? Why didn't I think of that? It's a gewalt. There's a lot, the musa, the machshava, and everything to know what this means. And our vibe of Ein Lechem Oyd Masa B'Kosev. So one of the kashas we have. So what do we get out of this? What is the chasm giving us? That kasha is the result of Nebuchadnezzar, of the matzav of Ein Lechem Oyd Masa B'Kosev. All of our misery is because of Ein Lechem Oyd Masa B'Kosev. That we don't see it anymore clearly. But like the Kaska said about the Oyd Yisrael, they came and they told the Kaska that the Oyd Yisrael, and he's in the sukkah, he doesn't sit, you know, he's careful, he sits because Avraham Avinu was sitting there. So Sikorsky said, he said, I'm not this far from that. I'm on a high midway. I don't see them, and I believe they're there. It's a high midway. I don't see them, and I believe they're there. He said, he believes that. He still sees them. He says, I'm not this far from them. I don't see them, and I still live them. That's what Sikorsky said. That's a midway. Yeah, that's a Sikorsky. that's a Madrid. That's our whole amunda, the Manos of the Lord. Look at the sign that we have now. A little bit, by the way, we do taste a little bit of Panam B'Panam right when the Kahanim do them. Because the Kahanim, which is coming up in Yisrael after, it's coming up now, Parashas Nasai, right? So, no? So how do we have a little bit? Because there's a din deraisa that the Kahanim have to, that the island Kahanim, the Kahanim and the Yisrael have to be punim. But there has to be punim upon my people should have heaven, they're going around. The din is has to be punim and I get punim. So there's a little bit of a bachina during the time, and that's why it has to be covered and don't see. It has to be a little bit, but at the time of Duchening, there's a little bit of the Baruch Shalom showing us a glimpse of Atam Reisim, of Kahanim and Duchening, which is a din of Panim Mul Panim. It has to be in such a way, Panim Mul Panim. It's a little bit of a Bechina of this Indian.
But yet the Kahanim cover their faces.
As I said, the karma still covers now. We're not, we don't look, but it's, we know it's, we feel that it's happening. The karma don't see, we don't see. But at least there's an ending of Panam to Panam. When Hashem has told the karma to venture that way, it's a taste of Panam to Panam Diba Hashem Vahim. That it once was Panam to Panam with the talus, with everything uncovered, and it's going to be again, Mr. Hashem, it's going to be again Panam to Panam Diba Hashem Vahim. He's going to venture Mamish Panam to Panam. I don't have time, but I wanted to give this to you. If you have a chance, you'll have tremendous physical. It's a page, some of you have it, Tzvi Meir. You have the Kuntras, you have his Svar. So if you look in Bamidbar Tav Shem and Tess, the whole thing is Meir. But just over Shabbos, if you have a chance. From where I made the asterisk on page Samach Gimel, read through, it's Vamish clear. Samach Gimel till here, till Samach Dal. You'll go into Yontif. You'll have a special discussion.